From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 18, 2014. The Texas wheat crop remains below average and very little cotton has been planted to date. Today, I interview Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, College Station.
In general, the wheat crop is relatively a poor crop. We don't have a projection on state yield till April 1st, I think, but much of the High Plains and Rolling Plains crop is in either poor or very poor condition. The dry land crop, the irrigating crop, is pretty good shape. We had a little bit of freeze injury on some of the blacklands crop. I think that's going to be mainly cosmetic, but it'll be, in my opinion, it'll be below average wheat crop because of the dry weather. The cold weather has slowed planting of spring crops. In other words, we've had repeated cold fronts and unusually cool temperatures across the state. The climatologist said the state of Texas averaged 3 degrees colder over the last couple of months than normal. The dry weather has reduced the wheat crop prospects, and the cold weather has delayed planting. We could have some stand problems associated with the cold weather.
Doesn't this kind of mirror the situation that was happening last year at this time? Cooler weather, and then, of course, we also had some late freezes.
The late freezes, and we're not to that point yet. The late freezes started March 26th of last year and went through May the 3rd. We had a series of five or six in the Panhandle and two or three on the eastern side of the state. The cold front that happened that first week of March did a lot of leaf damage, but I don't think it killed a lot of the growing points on the wheat.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.